Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am one of your hosts, Amy Ravel.
And I am Kirsty Ferrugia, your other host. And we are solo today, Amy.
Well, it's not solo when there's two of us, but we're jeweling. Is that right?
You got your sword out ready to jewel.
That's what I was picturing too.
Or have you got your glove?
Whack, whack. I am ready to take you on, baby. There's something scary we have to talk about today. And that is the fact that Christmas has come around 8 weeks after last Christmas. I don't know how the calendar did that this year, but it's happened.
It certainly has. And it is literally a month and 2 days till Christmas.
Maybe. That is just blowing my mind.
And as at time of recording, we're recording this a couple of weeks early, and I know that loads of people on my Facebook feed are starting to put up their Christmas trees and Christmas decorations, because why not? It's one of the years that everything gets thrown in the blender and mashed up. So why not mash up Christmas?
Yeah, why not? We've never been a family to put up our Christmas tree early. In fact, some years we don't even put a Christmas tree up. I feel this year there's got to be something to celebrate at the end of 2020, even if it's just the fact that we can put a tree up.
You know, I heard in the Squiz today they were talking about Myers decorations.
What was it? Happy What was the
congratulations?
Happy Christmas congratulations,
or happy anniversary, or something like.
Basically, and like all the celebrations in one.
Yeah, because we've missed out on so much this year. So we know that this isn't the year that anybody planned, and so we wanted to bring you this episode just to chat about Christmas and to chat about the year that got mashed up into the blender and spat up. It's, you know, it's one of those ones where you forgot to put the lid on.
Oh, yes. All over everywhere. And you had raspberries in there, so it stains everything red.
Yes. That's the exact descriptor of this year.
That's so good. I kind of feel like Christmas this year is, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on Christmas 2020. There's been a lot of pressure on 2020 Christmas to be able to visit family and friends. So it was all about, like, Melbourne, if we go into lockdown now and we do it hard, we'll be out by Christmas. So I feel this kind of underlying pressure that Christmas better be flipping good or I'm letting down the whole of Australia.
Whereas I kind of feel like for me in our house, we've just like turned down the dial on everything. And we're all like, okay, we're not going to Melbourne for Christmas. We're not doing anything. You know what? Let's, like, I almost feel like going, let's just not.
Let's cancel Christmas.
Let's cancel it and just do it next year when it really, hopefully, please, dear God, please let it be somewhat normal next year, COVID normal. Christmas next year. So I kind of, that's how I'm feeling, but maybe that's just because I'm in a little bit of overwhelm myself.
Yeah. I am not looking forward to Christmas this year, but I am looking forward to the kind of quasi permission that COVID has given us to simplify. So I'm thinking of things like, instead of table decorations, the thing that I want to do is just go out to whatever tree is growing on my property and just cut off foliage. Like, I just want super, super simple. I don't want to do stocking fillers. I want to be really intentional. And I feel like this is the year that you're allowed to do that. Nobody is going to look at your decorations, at your invitations, at your Christmas cards, anything like that, and expect much. The expectation on performance is low, even though I feel like the expectation that Christmas, you know, is going to be amazing because we all are meant to be out of isolation. Mm-hmm. So I think this is the year, if you want to have this year as the, hey family, maybe the adults don't all need to buy each other a present, this is the year to do it. You can get away with almost anything this Christmas.
Yeah. And I wonder if though that for a lot of our listeners, they are going to go OTT with Christmas because they can. Because there has been, like, you know, what you were saying just before, that there's a, you feel that real weighty expectation that Christmas is going to deliver. And so I wonder if a lot of our listeners are the opposite to you and I, and they're going to go, hey, Christmas, let's do this. let's do it for the 8 week, you know, like, let's do it for 2 whole months. Like, you know, people have been doing, setting up their Christmas tree for weeks now. So maybe it will be. And, you know, we know that the shops are going to go hard and go home. Like, we know that they're flogging us to buy every single thing. And, you know, and rightly so in a lot of ways, because they've missed out on so much business. So we would, my personal recommendation to you is to find small businesses that have done it really, really hard this year and are struggling to just put food on their family's table this year, which isn't us.
I was going to say, you can always buy a gift voucher.
You can buy a gift voucher, but it's not because we've struggled this year. This has been, we're in one of those industries that it's been, we've been very fortunate and the government has looked after us and stuff. Yeah. So, but we know that there's plenty of families out there who are struggling. So what can we do, and what can we do as a community even to be supporting the families that are really struggling this year? Maybe like not buy from some of the big advertisers this year.
Yeah, just go down to your local shops and have a look at the craft makers and the small scale businesses and buy something you wouldn't normally buy.
Hop over to Eden and buy all their jewellery.
Exactly. Because there will undoubtedly be thousands of listeners who are listening and this year unable to physically connect with their family, whether they're international or interstate or for whatever reason. And I want to acknowledge that we get that that's going to be really sad for you.
Yes.
We also want to encourage you that it's a great opportunity to create new family tradition. A couple of years ago, our family decided that we were going to go up to Queensland, up to Noosa on Christmas Day. And it was awesome. We got up in the morning, we did presents, we got on a plane, we're in Noosa by lunchtime, had lunch with friends and spent the day at the beach. And so even though that's not the normal big family Christmas that we would do, it was so perfect for that year. And so maybe you need to think about a different tradition. It might be watching Christmas movies or going for a bike ride or going to the beach, going to the snow, whatever it is, like those different traditions can be really fostered this year when things may not be as they have been in other years.
And you can get away with it, as you said before. Yes. Like you can go, okay, we know where we, you know, for whatever reason that you may choose, you can probably get away with it, and your family probably are going to give you extensions of grace. This will be the one year that you can really get
use
away
it,
with
baby.
It,
baby. Yes. So, what can you get away with? That's the question.
Oh my gosh. Like, that's the challenge this week, is how far can you push your family relationships?
how little can you put in and still get invited back in 2021?
But maybe, I know loads of people are sick of Zoom, but maybe this year is about doing Christmas via Zoom and yep. you actually getting to watch your grandchildren open up their Christmas presents, or, you know, maybe it is watching a movie together, you know, and chatting it through, like being like a teenager. I don't know, like my kids aren't quite teenagers, but one of them may as well be, and he sits and plays video games whilst chatting to his friend, like they're all playing and chatting. I know you know this because you have teenagers,
but oh yeah,
a lot of people don't, because they don't have teenagers, they have littler children or yes. older children. And but maybe that's what we all do this year. We become teenagers and go about our daily lives whilst being on the phone to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so sharing Christmas Day with people via FaceTime or via yeah. Zoom or via a phone call.
Yeah, it could be really nice. One of the things we have for you this Christmas, you may have heard of this before if you've been following us for a while, but every year we do a 12 Days of Christmas Declutter Challenge. Mm-hmm. We absolutely love it. It's one of our most popular things. Kirst, we're currently recording this on the 12th of November, so a couple of weeks ahead of dropping this episode. And I reckon we've had a dozen people join the challenge in the last 3 or 4 days. People are obviously getting ready for Christmas. They're obviously like, yep, I'm ready. And so we haven't even launched online, email, nothing about the course yet, and we've got heaps of people joined. So I know it's going to be a big year for people going, I'm heading into Christmas. Help me declutter and help me get organized. So we thought we would tell you a little bit about what is in the course and why it might help you prepare for Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's got 24 videos. 12 of them are Amy talking about different areas of the house that are not necessarily Christmas related. So
we can put the list in a minute, because it's based on a song that I wrote called The 12 Days of Christmas. And it's all about decluttering. So those 12 videos are based on the song. So I'm going to get Jared to put that song in. Actually, let's do it right now.
Yes.
And then we'll come back and tell you about the other 12 videos.
And then the other 12 videos are me actually talking about Christmas. So I do go through decorations and presents and, yeah, just decluttering your calendar and stuff like that. So,
and you've got some Christmas hacks in there as well, things that will help Christmas go more smoothly and be more organized that you may just never have thought of before.
I absolutely love your memory, because I do not remember what we've done.
I love this course.
I love this course too, but it's also...
It's not in your brain though.
It's not in my brain. You wrote the song. You just said, Kirsty, go do this, and I did it.
Yes. And in the course, there's bonus episodes. All our Christmas episodes are in there for you to download and listen to. There's downloadables, so things you can print out to keep track of who you're buying for and how much you're spending, so you don't do that thing, which I know that you know, is when you buy a present for someone and then you go to wrap and you realize you've bought them a present already this year, and so then you're like, oh, do I give them 2 presents, do I save one for their birthday, and you end up spending more than you intended, and probably 2020 is not the year you want to be going over budget on your presents for other people or yourself.
And we know that it will be really tempting to go and buy presents, actually. Like, so first, before we talk about presents, if you're keen on doing that declutter challenge, the 12 Days of Christmas Declutter Challenge, we would love, love, love for you to sign up for that. Head over to theartofdecluttering.com.au/Christmas, and for just $27 Australian, which is a Barry bargain for anybody who lives outside of Australia, and it's a Barry bargain for Australians as well, then, yeah, you can join our course, and we would love to. You can do it at any time too. So, you know, don't feel pressure that if this is a stressful time for you for whatever reason, just do it in January or do it in March next year. You've got lifetime access to it. So once you buy it this year, you can tune out to our advertisement next year because you'll have lifetime access to it.
So, Kirsten, what were you going to say about presents? Because I could see that you were going there and you ended up, you know, so join the course, join the course, join the course.
Course. And now let's chat about presents. Now, we, you know, this year, Amy and I's heart for you is of complete freedom, but also no judgment. And particularly this year, like that's always our stance towards you. And even more so this year. So if you, this is the year that you want to shower your kids with gifts, then go for it. Because experiences may be challenging to buy this year because you don't know when you'll be able to use them. However, one of the things that we've discovered this year is being stuck inside your house, in the four walls of your house with your children, partner, friends that you may live with, all by yourself. It has been challenging and it has been, and we've been confronted with the issue of our stuff this year more than ever. Mm-hmm. So as always, we really do encourage you to think about experiences that you could give as a gift. Even, you know, they can be free experiences. So, you know, you can give gift vouchers for kisses, gift vouchers for cuddles, gift vouchers for picnics.
Picnic sounds better than a gift voucher for a cuddle. I don't want to have to like pay for my cuddles. Why would you give a gift voucher for cuddles?
From teenage boys.
Okay. I recount. If Jessie gave me that, I would absolutely love it.
Exactly. Yep, good.
Next.
I was thinking of Jessie when I said that. So,
that's hilarious.
Yeah. So, you know, it can be, you know, gift vouchers for I'll cook your favorite brownies or I'll cook your favorite
ice cream dinner. Afternoons. And,
yeah. Or a day of yes, like Amy loves.
Love a yes day.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be, you know, let's go whale watching or diving with the dolphins or flying out of the aeroplane or hot air ballooning or anything. You know, it doesn't have to be that. But our heart for you is to not be any more confronted by your stuff than you need to be.
Yeah. And it's encumbering to have so much physical possessions that when you're in your home, they distract you and take away from your joy and comfort and relaxation.
Yeah. So even if that's like looking at travel options, like where can we go in the state if we're choosing not to go out of our state or they're not letting us into the state? Hello, Queensland. although very mad that Victorians are now allowed to go to Queensland, Sydneysiders are still not allowed to go to Queensland. So don't even get me started because I want that Noosa holiday too.
We did pay for it with like 5 months of or 7 months of being stuck in our houses. So, you know, one way or the other.
You get to go to Queensland. I still don't. I don't see your point here.
Oh, dear. Let's not get started. One of the things I reckon is a really cool gift is just like restaurant vouchers for local restaurants, because I think so much now, you know, restaurants have a lower capacity in terms of seating, but if you can organise like an Uber Eats or takeaway or however it works with your local restaurants to be having an experience, but maybe having it in your home where you can watch Netflix and sit outside or, you know, like there's so many experiences that can come to you, hampers and chocolates and cookie making sets. And yeah, there's so many different things that you can get that can come to you. So if you are still social distancing or can't go out for whatever reason, Christmas can still come to you and be consumed and not end up with stuff in your house.
And you know what is another really cool thing to give yourself as a gift for Christmas?
Aside from our 12 Days of Christmas Declutter Challenge?
Aside from that, is just a binge on the art of decluttering.
Do you say so yourself?
If I do say so myself, I mean, I feel Like every Christmas, Amy and I have this conversation about like, how can we serve people at Christmas? How can, you know, we've had one year where I think Christmas Day was a Monday, which is our down, like our drop day. And so we were like, no, we definitely want to release an episode that day because we
love
want
that, yeah.
to be with people on the day that they can find the hardest day of the year. So we appreciate that today is like today, Christmas Day, Christmas season isn't a fun season for everybody. It's not joy filled and rainbows and unicorns and Santas and goodness, beautiful love and light for everybody. This can, we know that this can be a really, really hard season. So if we bring you any joy and stupidity into your life, then just, you know, tune in to us on Christmas Day and just listen to our back catalogue. We've got like 230 or so episodes for you to laugh along with us.
All prepared for you for Christmas Day 2020. I wonder how many episodes you could get through in one day. You'll probably get through, what, 45 episodes in a day. If you have 24 hours, you did not sleep, but you can eat and stuff because we can be in your ears while you do all that. If you just binged flat out, I reckon you could do 40 episodes in a day. Not suggesting you need to, just randomly thought that question in my head.
Okay. Well, please, if you're game, let us know and we'll be cheering you on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Amy, it's nearly Christmas.
I feel like it was Christmas just yesterday, Kirst. 2020 has just blown my mind in terms of the speed of time. Have you started setting up Christmas yet?
No. I can't. I've got my head in the sand as far as Christmas is concerned. Haven't even started thinking about it, buying presents or doing anything to do with Christmas. Surely, I agree. It is only March 2020, although I do not want a repeat of this year.
No.
I don't want to go back through it.
Yes. Done.
But what's... you don't have to be done, dear listeners.
I know. We are really excited. Our 12 Days of Christmas Declutter Challenge is back again for 2020. And if there's ever a year that you need a Christmas declutter challenge to kickstart you into the Christmas season, this is the year. It's an awesome course. This is the fourth year, I think, that we're running it. Kirst, tell us what the listeners get when they join.
You get like 24 videos, don't you? Let me get this right. 24 videos, 12 are with Amy, and she goes through different parts of your house and different items that you can declutter, and then 12 are with me, and they're more Christmas orientated. So not only do you get to declutter in preparation, your house in preparation for Christmas, you also get to think about Christmas. So it's exciting, and there's loads of bonuses. There's Christmas wish lists and all these lots and lots of things all in this really cute little package called the 12 Days of Christmas Declutter Challenge.
And if you want to buy it as a gift for yourself, it's super inexpensive. It's just $27 and you get lifetime access to the course. In fact, someone came into our 2 million party the other day and said that the 12 Days of Christmas Declutter Challenge was the thing that started her on a journey to decluttering and that has changed her life. I thought that was pretty incredible for a $27 course. You can do it at your own pace, which is awesome. The hacks in there for Christmas are just brilliant. You're absolutely going to love it. So, Kirst, where do they go?
So head on over to our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au/Christmas, and you can sign up to the course there. We can't wait to hear how you go decluttering this Christmas.
Come and join us. It won't be the same without you. I've got another idea, Kirst. No, I've got another idea of a Christmas gift people might like to get. So we talked about Eden, which is the charity that we support. We talked about 12 Days of Christmas Declutter Challenge. We also have a book. So you might like to buy our book, Simply Organized, as a gift for a teacher, mum, auntie, sister, friend. It's really a step-by-step guide to decluttering through your house. So even though this episode is not intended for us to just tell you where to spend your money, we want to give you some options of places that will help your journey towards intentionalism.
Yes. And it's a great book.
Kirst, is there anything that you are wanting for Christmas this year?
I'm really desperate to get to Queensland in case you couldn't tell.
Yes, I can tell.
Yeah, I really, really want to go on a holiday, and I don't think that's going to happen this Christmas because if Simon's got a new job and he doesn't have any leave, and the leave that he does have, he's taking to go away with his brothers, which is so awesome. I don't know. I don't know.
Aren't you guys going away in December? That's kind of pretty close to it.
We are going away for 4 days, two of which Simon is working.
So you get a 4-day holiday if Simon gets a 2-day holiday.
I get a 4-day holiday with my children.
That's called parenting, Kirst.
I know, but solo parenting. So not, yeah. Yes, I'm very, very grateful that we get to go away for a few days.
Yeah, you sound very grateful, my friend.
Very grateful.
Just remember, I have to keep telling you, compare it to us in Melbourne, where every holiday we had planned for 2020 had to be cancelled.
Yes.
Compare. Compare and contrast.
I know. You can still go to Queensland, though.
What would I like for Christmas? I'm so glad you asked.
I did ask. I was about to ask if I didn't ask.
We're about to ask. I really want to get some new clothes. I never want new clothes, but I realize that I don't have a lot of color in my wardrobe. And so I feel like I'm entering in a season of color. Maybe it's turning 40 and I don't just want to have the Melbourne black everything. And so I'm wanting to buy myself some new clothes.
Who are you and what have you done with Amy Ravel?
I know. And I was listening to one of Claire Press's podcasts today, and it just made me want to find some good ethical brands that just have bright colours and Australiana, and I just got all inspired, and hopefully hit us up with your brand recommendations for me that have bright, that are ethical, that are like cotton or bamboo, and that are plus size so that they have my sizing. So let me know.
Yes. I think I am getting some clothes for Christmas.
From yourself? Like, do you buy them?
I sent the link to the husband.
Excellent. Yes. Well played.
Yes. I don't even know what we're getting. Oh, I do know what we're getting. One child. He's got a bike already. And I'm literally a head in the sand that this is upon us.
Yeah.
So
fair enough. I thought it'd be fun too for us to share some low cost tips that might make your Christmas a little bit more fun. So we hadn't prepared for this, Kirst, so I will go first and give you some space to think. But one of the things I was thinking about the other day, I was working with one of our clients, and we're going through their Christmas decorations and just like sorting and decluttering, and in their Christmas wrap container they had all their Christmas books. And so maybe what you could do is go through your kids' bookshelf if you've got young children and sneak out all the Christmas books now, and each night, maybe starting December or whenever suits you, you can have like a little like hot chocolate and or milkshake and Christmas story time. So that is something that's completely free but creates that really nice little tradition around the Christmas season.
You could watch Christmas movies, especially if you have... Oh. can I tell you, let me tell you, you may have, everybody may have already discovered this because this has been delayed 2 weeks in getting to you, but I just watched Netflix on Netflix, Dash and Lily.
I watched the whole thing yesterday from start to finish.
Awesome.
How good is it?
I loved it.
I loved it. I was like, do I message all my sisters and say, you have to watch Dash and Lily? Or is it a little bit like teen romance, Christmas, New York, a bit cliche? And then I was like, that's the joy of it.
Yes. So awesome.
It's so good, isn't it?
Yes, it is so good.
I love that you loved it.
I wanted to be a teenager again.
I know, they're like 17. It is just such a great, it's a series too. It's not a movie. So it is something you could watch, you know, a couple of episodes a week and make it last a little bit longer if you could hold yourself back from binging on it.
Good luck. Yeah. Yep. I've watched it over two nights. Yep. Good luck. What else can be some free fun things to do?
I reckon ice creams at this time of year. A lot of ice cream parlors, if they're even still called that, I think they're called ice creameries often now, have done it really tough over the last few months. We've got one just local to us. And so I really love the idea of like on a Friday night, you know, you walk up there, you get an ice cream or you drive up and just have some family time in the park or sitting around and just talk about your week or what you're looking forward to about Christmas or your expectations. Now that isn't something that's free. That's going to cost you a little bit of money, but I really like that kind of family activity when you can't be wandering around the shops endlessly for hours on end. But just to be able to go to a little street shop and have an ice cream and family time and
hot chocolate from Starbucks.
Yeah, you want to be having something that's probably not going to freeze.
Your tongue to it whilst you're in the freezing cold.
Another thought I had when it comes to free family activities that you can do leading into Christmas is if you are not able to see family for whatever reason, so let's say, for instance, you've got family in England or in a different place to you that you can't get to, maybe write letters that you can like write once a week and send them off, or emails, just something as, you know, you might have small children that can do drawings. So something just to engage you and to be thinking about the people you're not with so that you don't feel quite so far away from them.
You know, as soon as you said write a letter, I thought my immediate thought was my hand will cramp.
Because it's been that long.
So I had something really similar actually, was to start doing like a grateful jar.
Ooh.
And putting in some of the things that we have been grateful for in this challenging year, because there has been so many beautiful things that have come out of this year and so many beautiful things that we can still be grateful for. Just trying your best to find gratitude in the fact that I haven't been to Queensland yet. That's what I thought. Like, yeah, you could do a jar and get your kids involved or get your friends involved. I used to do an email chain email type thing where I'd send my gratitude off to a whole group of friends every day.
Wow.
And so that can be something that's that is applicable to anybody.
Yeah.
Find something grateful to be grateful for each and every day.
One of the things I'm thinking we might do is we love truffles in our house, but we have to limit it to Christmas because they're so easy to make, we would probably eat them every week and they're not good for your health. So I'm really looking forward to have some truffle making afternoons, and I'm much more likely to have my teenagers in the kitchen with me with maybe some Christmas carols on if we're doing something like making truffles than if I said to them, let's decorate the Christmas tree, to which case I'm probably going to get an eye roll. And so it's a nice thing too, to even be able to say, hey, why don't you invite a friend over? What do you want to make? How do we make these truffles Christmassy? Do we put in peppermint crisp? Do we put like little Jaffas on top? Like how, you know, that kind of food making that's easy, but then they can rip the rewards on taking to school in their lunches or demolish within 24 hours because they're teenagers.
That's very generous of you, 24 hours. I know the Revel family. I know that they will demolish it in a few hours.
Yes.
What else can I think of? That I think just going for a walk. Mm-hmm. And I know that Amy, you're not a fan of walking. I know that. And I know
not a fan of walking for no reason.
Yes. So here, let me give you a reason to go for a walk. Is to actually be mindful on your walk, is to go out and listen to what you can in nature. And I know that, you know, particularly in Melbourne, lots of people are sick of walking because that was all that you're allowed to do for way too long. But just getting out into the sunshine or into the snow, wherever it is, or into the cold, wherever it is, and just being able to go for a walk either by yourself or take with some family members, and just another take on that gratitude, like just being reflective and listening and listening for what you can hear, and whether it be traffic or birds singing or the snow falling or the rain falling, just being able to get out and take some time out and actually like stop, being able like doing that mindful stopping, and getting out and just doing something physical.
Some of the beautiful Christmas gifts that we've been getting from you guys is so many reviews coming in. And we thank everyone that is listening out for the look through the mirror type of review that we want, red cars and different types of things. So I'm just going to read out one, and Kes is going to read out one. So this one is titled The Secret Ingredient, and it's a 5-star review from Apple Podcasts in the US. And it says, I've tried to declutter and organize my home so many times just to have it become messy again. These ladies truly understand the psychology of attachment to stuff and how to explain what the real cost of clutter is in our lives. No exaggeration, they have changed my life by giving me a changed perspective. Oh, and they are extremely entertaining as well. I've laughed and I've cried. I love every minute of it since the very first podcast. Wishing you continued success and happiness, Kirst and Amy. And that's that. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. And here is one from Matilda Charlie. And it says, I love listening to the art of decluttering. It's like having a laugh with your mates but learning lots of different ideas and techniques at the same time. One of the best things about Kirsty and Amy is how they recognize that everyone's lives and preferences are different. And so what will work for some people won't work for others, rather than dictating a one-size-fits-all solution. Yay!
Awesome. We love your reviews. Today, we want you to leave a review and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts if your name has an R in it, if your first name has an R in it. So Rhiannon and Sharon and Irem and
Rachel, Rebecca.
Rachel. If your name has an R in it, today is your call to leave us a rate and review on our podcast. It helps us to find new people, helps them find us. We can't find you. But it also encourages us to just keep going, and that it is making a difference when we set aside time to record these for you.
We hope that you've enjoyed our 2020 take on Christmas, which has got all of the 2020 feels in it, the enthusiasm and the lethargy, all of it. It's all comes it's all tonight in a recording. So we hope that no matter how you're feeling about Christmas, that you've enjoyed this episode and that you tune in next week. We're doing we've got some special things in store over Christmas for you.
We sure do. And just a final reminder, if you want to join that 12 Days of Christmas Declutter Challenge, just pop over to our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au/Christmas, and you will find everything you need right there.
Have a beautiful week, wonderful people, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.